News release. Governor Jared Polis Chemical Demilitarization Citizens Advisory Commission. This commission provides citizen input and expresses state concerns regarding the U.S. Army program for the disposal of chemical warfare agents and munitions at the Pueblo Army Depot. For a term expiring at the pleasure of the governor, Russell DeSalvo III of Pueblo, Colorado, to serve as a representative of state government who has direct responsibilities related to the chemical demilitarization program, occasioned by the resignation of Hon. Jeffrey Costner of Pueblo, Colorado, appointed Cold Case Oversight Task Force. The purpose of the task force is to create a database that will house information related to each homicide investigation that is open in a Colorado jurisdiction dating back to 1970 and that are at least 3 years old. For a term expiring October 1, 2024, Emily Russell, MD of Colorado Springs, Colorado, to serve as a forensic pathologist, reappointed. Commission on Family Medicine. The commission assures that family medicine residency programs maintain high-quality training, approves and recommends allocation of state funds to the programs, locates areas of the state that are underserved by family physicians, offers ideas on providing medical care to the medically indigent in the state, and supports the development of rural training programs. For a term expiring on July 1, 2023, Harriet Louise Hall of Arvada, Colorado, to serve as a healthcare consumer and a resident of the 7th Congressional District and as a Democrat, occasioned by the resignation of Brenda Rushing Fossmeyer of Golden, Colorado, appointed. Governor's Commission on Community Service. Serve Colorado. The commission shall recommend to the governor a comprehensive national and community service plan for the state that is developed through an open and public process and updated annually. The plan shall address the state's needs in the areas of school safety, preventing youth violence, literacy and mentoring or disadvantaged youth. The commission also administers funds received from the Corporation on National and Community Service. For terms expiring August 24, 2023, Ashley Farmer Hansen of Castle Rock, Colorado, to serve as a member with knowledge of community service and occasioned by the resignation of David Ryan of Denver, Colorado, appointed, for terms expiring August 24, 2024. Douglas James, DJ, Close of Denver, Colorado, to serve as a representative of business, appointed. Ray Rivera of Golden, Colorado, to serve as a member with knowledge of community service, appointed. Diedrich Sims of Parker, Colorado, to serve as a member with knowledge of education, training, and development needs of youth, particularly disadvantaged youth, appointed. Scott Jones of Wheat Ridge, Colorado, to serve as the commissioner's designee for the Colorado Department of Education, appointed. Matthew Brady of Denver, Colorado, to serve as a member with knowledge of community service, reappointed. Anthony Garradini of Aurora, Colorado, to serve as a member with knowledge of veterans and military affairs, reappointed. Governor's Revenue Estimating Advisory Committee. The Governor's Revenue Estimating Advisory Committee was created to assist the Office of State Planning and Budgeting, OSBP, project the state's annual revenue more effectively. For a term expiring October 1, 2024, Sean Osthoff of Fort Collins, Colorado, occasioned by the resignation of David Kelly of Littleton, Colorado, appointed. For terms expiring October 1, 2025. Laura Jackson of Denver, Colorado, appointed. Wendy Lee of Boulder, Colorado, appointed. Brian Lewandowski of Boulder, Colorado, appointed. High Performance Transportation Enterprise. The High Performance Transportation Enterprise was created to actively seek out opportunities for public-private partnerships for the purpose of completing surface transportation infrastructure projects. The transportation enterprise pursues any available means of financing such surface transportation projects that will allow the efficient completion of the projects. For terms expiring on October 1, 2025, Joel Noble of Denver, Colorado, to serve as a member who resides within the planning area of the Denver Regional Council of Governments, and who has professional expertise in transportation planning or development, local government, design-build contracting, public or private finance, engineering, environmental issues, or any other area that the governor believes will benefit the board in the execution of its powers and performance of its duties, appointed. Travis Easton of Colorado Springs, Colorado, to serve as a member who resides within the planning area of the Pikes Peak Area Council of Governments, and who has professional expertise in transportation planning or development, local government, design-build contracting, public or private finance, engineering, environmental issues, or any other area that the governor believes will benefit the board in the execution of its powers and performance of its duties, reappointed. Petroleum Storage Tank Advisory Committee. The Petroleum Storage Tank Advisory Committee establishes procedures, practices and policies governing the process for applying to the Underground Storage Tank Fund. The fund reimburses eligible applicants for allowable costs in cleaning up petroleum contamination from petroleum storage tanks. For terms expiring October 16, 2024, Ernie Martinez of Denver, Colorado, to serve as an owner, operator of independent retail outlets, appointed. Zach Hope of Denver, Colorado, to serve as the designee of the executive director of the Department of Labor and Employment, appointed. Mahesh Albuquerque of Denver, Colorado, to serve as the director of the Division of Oil and Public Safety of the Colorado Department of Labor and Employment, reappointed. State Board of Chiropractic Examiners. The State Board of Chiropractic Examiners is responsible for making rules and regulations dealing with the chiropractic profession in Colorado. It also grants licenses to qualified applicants, approves chiropractic schools and conducts hearings when necessary. For a term expiring on May 18, 2025, Jill Hutter of Evergreen, Colorado, to serve as a professional member, occasioned by the resignation of Patrick Helma of Longmont, Colorado, appointed. State Board of Unlicensed Psychotherapists. The State Board of Unlicensed Psychotherapists oversees the practice of unregistered psychotherapy. For terms expiring on July 1, 2022, Christy Robson of Palisade, Colorado, to serve as a public member, occasioned by the passing of Jane O'Shaughnessy of Highlands Ranch, Colorado, appointed. Sherry Vader of Rocky Ford, Colorado, to serve as a professional member, occasioned by the resignation of Stacy Ewan of Fort Collins, Colorado, appointed. State Historic Preservation Officer. The State Historic Preservation Officer has the delegated authority to represent the state of Colorado in carrying out the responsibilities specified in the National Historic Preservation Act, and in the regulations and administrative requirements established for implementation of that act. For a term expiring at the pleasure of the governor, Don D. Prince, executive director of the Colorado Historical Society and of Denver, Colorado, appointed. Statewide Independent Living Council. The Statewide Independent Living Council is mandated under the federal law and acts in partnership with Colorado Rehabilitation Services to plan independent living programs in the state. For terms expiring on September 30, 2024, Matt Bohannon of Thornton, Colorado, to serve as a representative of the Colorado Department of Healthcare Policy and Financing, state agency and as an ex officio, non-voting member, appointed. Susan Dameron of Durango, Colorado, to serve as a representative of the designated state entity and as an ex officio, non-voting member, appointed. Catherine McManus of Silverthorne, Colorado, to serve as a representative of individuals with disabilities, appointed. Ty Smith of Denver, Colorado, to serve as a representative of individuals with disabilities, reappointed. Alta Louise Wilson of Ignacio, Colorado, to serve as a representative of 121 program serving Native Americans on reservations and rural communities, reappointed. Student Aid Application Working Group. The working group will examine strategies for increasing the rate of completion of student aid applications and thereby increasing post-secondary access, affordability, matriculation, and completion. For a term expiring on July 1, 2022, Kenya Garcia of Leadville, Colorado, to serve as a person who is either a student advocate, a representative from a statewide association for persons working in education, or a higher education researcher, occasioned by the resignation of Haley Lemon of Alamosa, Colorado, appointed. Workforce Development Council. The council consists of representatives of the business community and state agencies. The council, in consultation with the business community and state agencies, shall advise the governor on matters regarding the employment and training needs of the state and on workforce development plans and strategy. For terms expiring on September 28, 2024, Angelus Ortega of Lakewood, Colorado, to serve as a representative of a community-based organization focused on workforce development, appointed. Baird McKevitt of Broomfield, Colorado, to serve as a representative of business, appointed. Chad Orvis of Broomfield, Colorado, to serve as a representative of business, appointed. Danielle Felder of Denver, Colorado, to serve as a representative of a community-based organization serving youth, appointed Diedrich Warnes Sims of Parker, Colorado, to serve as a workforce representative, appointed Kelly Brown of Westminster, Colorado, to serve as a representative of a community-based organization focused on family sustainability, appointed Louis Martin of Rush, Colorado, to serve as a representative of business, appointed Londell Jackson of Denver, Colorado, to serve as a representative of business, appointed Peter Brissett of Westminster, Colorado, to serve as a representative of business, appointed Daniel Wayman Krause of Pueblo, Colorado, to serve as a workforce representative, reappointed Francis Vigil of Colorado Springs, Colorado, to serve as a representative of a community-based organization serving individuals with disabilities, reappointed Jason Wardrip of Aurora, Colorado, to serve as a workforce representative, reappointed John Knapp of Rocky Ford, Colorado, to serve as a representative of rural Colorado business, reappointed Lawrence Wagner of Colorado Springs, Colorado, to serve as a representative of business, reappointed Lisa Taylor of Evans, Colorado, to serve as a representative of a community-based organization serving older workers, reappointed Lisanne McNew of Monument, Colorado, to serve as a representative of business, reappointed Michael Stelling or Erie, Colorado, to serve as a workforce representative, reappointed Tara Hosick of Highlands Ranch, Colorado, to serve as a representative of business, reappointed for a term expiring at the pleasure of the governor. Patrick Myers of Denver, Colorado, to serve as the Executive Director of the Office of Economic Development and International Trade, appointed.